And it's time for our weekly look at how the news is filtering through social media. And we're going to do that this week from San Diego with Laura Wingard, who's news and digital editor for KPBS. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Robin.
And we're going to start with something that's, oh boy, so profoundly sad. And you're looking at it, and so are a lot of people. What have you got?
Well, this is about a Facebook post that was made yesterday by Sheryl Sandberg about the death of her husband 30 days ago. She's the COO of Facebook. He was a high-tech executive at SurveyMonkey. He died unexpectedly on a vacation in Mexico. And this post has just gone incredibly viral.
Yeah, she talks about coming out of the Jewish time of mourning. And with that, she wanted to make a statement. And she said such profound things. I've lived 30 years in these 30 days. I'm 30 years sadder. I feel like I am 30 years wiser. It's quite something. But how are people receiving it?
Well, the post has nearly 700,000 likes from her page, and nearly 300,000 people have shared it on their Facebook pages. So it is touching easily millions of people. So it is very profound.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm looking at some of the things she's written. She pulls no punches. She says, you know, I'm angry at people who don't get out of the way of ambulances. They didn't get out of the way of ours. Don't ask me how I am. I mean, it's very straightforward. We recommend that you take a look at it, and we'll link to it at hereandnow.org. But there's a lot else going on, of course, in the world of social media. And I picked up my Los Angeles Times today, and they're right on the front page of something else you wanted to talk about, museum selfies.
Yeah, these are just like taking off the museums. Remember when you used to go to museums and it was like no photos?
Right.
Now they're setting up places where you can actually take your selfies.
Well, you were just traveling. Tell us about that.
Yes, my husband and I just got back from London. It was my first time to that capital. I've been to many other capital cities in Europe, but never London. And we're at the Tower of London, and the Beefeater is taking a selfie of his tour group and telling us to go to Twitter in a half hour, and we'll see the photo. And you just don't expect that. Or you're at Stonehenge, and people are with their selfie sticks among the ancient stones taking these pictures. It's phenomenal.
Well, and it has to do with also, you know, museums catching this wave. We're reading in the LA Times that the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art has an expansion that's ready to open next year, and it's going to include terraces with views that are partly designed to encourage selfies.
Well, you know, museums have to stay current, and I think people, you want them to be popular. And what's the most popular thing right now? Social media.
Yeah.
I mean, people want to take their pictures. They want to show, hey, this is where I am on vacation. This is the cool thing. And you know what? It's probably going to drive visitors to these museums to find their own unexpected joys.
Well, by one estimate, and this is at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, there's a place where they take a picture. You can see it on the front page of the LA Times, but we'll also link to this. There's a sculpture there, and it's so popular to take your picture in front of it that Instagram pictures at the artwork using the hashtag LACMA potentially reach 170,000 people a week. That's advertising.
That is, and it's free.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
free advertising.
Yeah.
What better way for a museum to spread the word about their good works?
Well, speaking of spreading the word, we've been seeing every day this build up to this 100th anniversary of the beautiful park here in San Diego, Balboa Park. They're celebrating 100 years since the 1915 Panama California Exposition. Remind us what that exposition did for that park.
Well, it's really the modern beginning of Balboa Park. Before that, I think it was called the City Park, and now it became Balboa Park. And it really was not just for the city, but the exposition put San Diego on the map and made that park what people now consider our crown jewel. It's our Golden Gate Park. It's our Central Park.
Well, and you're collecting memories from people about the park. What are you hearing?
Yeah. Well, we have a feature going where we're doing news stories about the park today, the past, but we wanted to invite people to share their memories. And they are they're in their own words. We post them online. Mm-hmm. They share their videos, sometimes their weddings. One that we just did, one of the more recent ones was a couple where the husband, as a little boy, his mom always took him to the carousel in the park. Many years later, his wife, not from here, goes, She says, I want to get married at that park. She later meets him. They get married at the park. They, after the wedding, they all get on the carousel. And of course, it sort of ends. Spoiler alert, the husband got the brass ring.
Oh my God. That's too good. Well, link you at herenow.org to where you can post your memories. But I just want to, Laura Wingard from KPBS, bring in Jeremy Hobson for a second here. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Laura and Robin. And I you know, my thoughts on selfie sticks, so.
Yes, right. If you do take a selfie at the museum, do not use the stick if Jeremy's around. But, Jeremy, I just want to tell you one great thing they have in the newsroom here. I've tweeted it out.
Yeah.
At Here Now, Robin, you can see it. But they have a news map. It's a Japanese website. They've got it on a big screen. You can track all the news stories from around the world. And the ones that are getting the most traction are the biggest postings. It's fantastic. Take a look at that. We'd love that. Laura, thank you.
Thank you.